Hi, and thanks for joining me. My name is Yeti Klein, and today I want to tell you about Freedom Within, who it's for, how it came to be, and what it's all about. Freedom Within is for women of all ages. We've gotten great feedback from women ages 18 to over 70. It's for women seeking to appreciate themselves for who they are and looking for that inner peace that comes along with it. It's for women wanting to love themselves unconditionally. If you're looking for that, or if any of the following resonate with you, this program is for you. Do you judge yourself? Do you beat yourself up and talk down to yourself? Do you feel different than those around you? Do you compare yourself to others? Do you question yourself and your values, your choices and beliefs? Do you doubt yourself? Do you wish you had clearer access to your intuition? Do you resent parts of yourself and wish you were different? Are you a perfectionist? Do you have unrealistic expectations of yourself? Do you fear disapproval from others? Are you a people pleaser? Do you infatuate over others, look up to others in a big way? Do you have social anxiety? Do you review conversations in your head? Do you assume other people's behaviors, for example, lack of friendliness, is a reflection of how they feel about you? I'll further explore each of these later in the demo when I explain what I cover in the program. So, how did Freedom Within come to be? The Freedom Within journey began with my own. When I was younger, I was really hard on myself. I was a high achiever, pushing myself till I collapsed. Yet, my achievements were never able to fill me. I was never happy with myself. I also labeled myself in a negative way and judged myself. Life continued that way, without realizing it can and should be different. I had no idea there was something missing. Eventually, I started my journey towards emotional well-being. The work that I did spilled over into self-acceptance, and I got to really appreciate myself for who I am. Life before and after was incomparable. I felt light, free, and happy. I learned what inner peace was. During that time, I interacted with many women through my work and noticed how they beat themselves up, compared themselves to others, and second-guessed themselves. I tried to help them feel worthy, but my influence was limited. I had a strong desire to help women in a more powerful way, and that led me to becoming a mastery life coach. Through that, I worked with many different types of issues. As a health coach and through my Finding Freedom program, I worked with women on weight, body image, and emotional eating issues. I also work with women on anxiety, OCD, relationship issues, and low self-esteem. But what I noticed was that no matter what brought a client to me, the topic of self-acceptance would come up again and again. Women wanted to feel better about themselves, both inside of themselves and next to others. They wanted to feel valuable, confident, empowered. It seemed like wherever I turned, the topic of self-acceptance followed me. So for a couple of years, I studied how it showed up, how a lack of self-acceptance manifests itself in daily life, what fed the self-judgment, and most importantly, what were the most effective ways to resolve these issues? What do these women need to be able to change? What do they need to heal? What do they need to know? What habits do they need to build? What habits do they need to break? What do they need to be able to see themselves as the valuable person that they are? What do they need to be able to internalize their true value and live their life in a way that reflects that? Through all of that, Freedom Within was created. Teaching the program on teleconference, as well as continuing to work with my private clients, added to my experience. And I then used that experience to further enhance the program. I expanded Freedom Within to bring even greater transformation to women all over the world. So what is this program all about? For starters, in order to accept ourselves, we must be aligned with our inherent value. We all are unbelievably valuable. You've probably heard this before, and intellectually, you probably know that you have tremendous value, but sometimes our head and our heart are miles apart. for you to be able to live that amazing life that can only be achieved through complete self-acceptance, you must not only know you have value, you must feel it and experience it as well. And that's what we'll focus on first in the program. Where does your value come from? What does and what doesn't affect your value? What does being aligned with your inherent value look like and feel like? What does loving yourself unconditionally look like and feel like? How do you even get there? In the program, you'll learn to experience that, and you'll learn how to put yourself back into that state of being aligned with your value. Once we get the down pat, we'll look at behaviors. You see, we all have two sets of behaviors because we behave differently when we're aligned with our value and when we're not. For example, you might beat yourself up about a mistake when you're not aligned with your value, but you'll forgive yourself easily when you are aligned with your value. We'll go through behaviors or symptoms that show up when we're not aligned with our inherent value. Those are the symptoms that I mentioned a few minutes ago. These behaviors and beliefs block us from being aligned with our true value. They get in the way. We will resolve these most common behaviors, the most common symptoms, in the program. We'll dig deep to get to the root of the blockages, and with Hashem's help, completely eradicate them. You know, intellectual knowledge is nice, but it doesn't change anything long-term. It needs to be experiential to make a difference, and that's why I put a lot of focus into resolving these symptoms in a way that will bring real results, serious transformation. So I'll now go through the symptoms so you get an idea of exactly what will be covered in the program. So number one, you judge yourself. You beat yourself up and talk down to yourself. You disapprove of yourself. You're upset when you fall short. You look at yourself with a critical eye, focused on what you don't like. We're going to learn to stop the judgment and how to look at yourself differently. We'll learn to stop the negative mind chatter, that inner critic. You know, if we stop and pay attention to the way we talk about ourselves, we might realize it's nothing short of verbal abuse. Why is it okay when you do it to yourself when you wouldn't stand for it if someone else would talk to you in that way? In Freedom Within, we'll get rid of that inner critic and learn to speak kindly to ourselves. We'll learn how to acknowledge mistakes and correct them without beating ourselves up. Number two, you feel different and compare yourself to others. Feeling different is where you feel like everyone's in one category and you're in a different one, standing out in some way. Maybe, you know, you're not as from as those around you or too from. Everyone seems to be surrounded by family and friends while you're always lonely. Everyone has decent kids and you struggle with yours. Comparing to others, you know, my neighbor's always patient with her kids. Why can't I be like that? My house is a wreck. Everyone I know has houses that are organized, neat, and clean. Everyone here looks so relaxed and knows just what to say. Why do I always feel so awkward and self-conscious in social situations? You know, I'm the heaviest person or the worst person, the worst dressed person in the room. You see yourself as lacking compared to those around you. Number three, you question your values, choices, or beliefs. You doubt yourself and have no clear access to your intuition. You can't figure out what you like or where you stand on a topic. It might be anything from your sense of style to your behavior or level of spirituality. You're confused about what's right for you, what your opinion is. You have no clear access to your intuition. You doubt yourself. You might be easily swayed and never really quite sure about what you stand for. You have your own set of values, beliefs, and preferences inside of you. Not having clear access to them causes confusion and internal conflict, especially when others express their own. You're trying to make what you think and feel on the inside and what you're hearing from the outside match up. What do I really like? What do I believe? What's really important to me? You second-guess yourself. You might also feel like you're missing that connection to your intuition. Others seem so confident, while you're so confused and lack clarity. You have a hard time making decisions. You doubt yourself and what you think. This can happen with everyday choices. It can happen with beliefs or opinions, or when you have to make very important decisions. You so badly want to have that clarity, but you can't even hear yourself think. Number four, you resent parts of yourself, your traits, your personality, weaknesses. We have specific things that we dislike about ourselves. Like, for example, I'm too loud, I'm too introverted, I'm too messy, too lazy, too intense. We label ourselves, and then we keep finding evidence to reinforce those labels, making us resent ourselves even more. Been there, done that, it's not fun. We'll do some super powerful work to neutralize the resentment that you have towards yourself. You'll see yourself in a completely new light, and you'll drop those labels that you've been carrying. Number five, you're a perfectionist and have unrealistic expectations of yourself. Perfectionism is where you have too high standards of yourself and you don't want to show yourself as any less. You might not want to see that less than perfect self, and by extension, you might not want others to see it either. It's actually conditional acceptance. Now imagine fully accepting yourself, no matter what your level of performance is. Not only tolerating mistakes or imperfection, but feeling completely safe and content in them. Imagine lowering the bar, being okay with imperfection, and being okay when others see that as well. Unrealistic expectations. This is where you set the bar too high, having very high expectations of yourself, and then failing to meet those expectations again and again. You end up being disappointed and frustrating in yourself, maybe, you know, guilty as well, and you feel like you could never get it right. If we keep falling short, we have to stop and take a look at the expectations we have of ourselves and adjust them. So, if you're feeling disappointed or frustrated with yourself, this one's for you. We covered symptoms 1 through 5, and now we'll continue with symptoms 6 through 8. And this is where we start bringing others into the picture. Once we have a stronger sense of self and more self-acceptance, we can move on to the symptoms of how we relate to others. So we'll learn how it came to be that we fear others so much. And of course, how to resolve that. When I say fear others, I mean fearing their disapproval, needing them to be happy with us. So let's move on to that set of symptoms. Number six, you fear disapproval from others and are a people pleaser. Let's talk about fearing disapproval first. We want to feel safe and accepted by others, so we try to avoid disapproval at all costs and do whatever it is that others want from us. Seeking approval and trying to avoid disapproval is where you might turn yourself into a pretzel. You're operating from a place of wondering, what does this person want or expect from me now? You do things not because you want to or because you feel it's right for you, but because you think that's expected of you. Or you worry that if you disappoint others or behave in an authentic way, you'll be rejected. We're not looking to turn into antisocial people. We're wired to need love and connection. We just want to need that to a healthy extent. We want to have a healthy sense of self. We want to feel equal to others. We want to feel confident inside of ourselves and connect to others from that balanced place. It also allows you to connect to others in an authentic way. So what does it feel like when we connect to others from that healthy place? There's no fear. You see, there's an energy of fear when we do seek approval from others. Healing allows you to let go of that fear and to connect to others from a calm, centered, relaxed place. Healing the need for approval sets the stage for resolving all the other symptoms that come up next to others. Once you stop fearing disapproval, it begins the healing process and the other symptoms start falling apart. People-pleasing. When you're a people-pleaser, you want to make sure people are happy with you, and you're afraid of what might happen if they're not. You feel safe when you please others. What does it look like to get rid of this? You don't become a selfish person, never doing anything nice for anyone. You just make choices from a centered place without the fear there. When you do a chesed from that centered place, you're actually doing it because you want to. You're giving the other person a gift. You're helping them because you want to and not because you're afraid not to. Number 7, you infatuate over others and have social anxiety. Infatuating over others means seeing another person as awesome and amazing in a big way, putting them up on a pedestal. When that happens, when we do that, we automatically put ourselves down next to that person, becoming intimidated by them, maybe even needy or inauthentic. Our goal is to balance that perception. Doing that brings such relief. Social anxiety has a similar feel. We're anxious about our performance socially, giving others too much power. With social anxiety, you're afraid of how you're perceived. Again, putting yourself at the mercy of others. We'll learn how to dissolve this anxiety in the program. Number 8, you review conversations in your head and point fingers towards yourself. Reviewing conversations in your head. Did I make sense or not? You're thinking about a conversation, maybe overthinking it, and trying to take clues from it. What does the other person think of me? Did they have patience for me? Did they think I made sense? Why did I say this? Why didn't I say that? I hope I didn't sound like an idiot. Again, the fear. What do they think of me? And then there's pointing fingers towards yourself. That's where someone behaves in a certain way and you're sure it's about you. You say something to someone and receive a funny look in response. For sure, it's because of what I said, right? Someone turns down your invitation and you assume it's a personal rejection. So that sums up our symptoms of not being connected to your inherent value, which we'll cover in the program and with Hashem's help resolve them. We'll resolve these behaviors while also reconnecting to our inherent value as we move along the program. Because when you're aligned with your inherent value and you feel that strong inside of you, there's no need to behave in any of these ways that I've mentioned. The information, perspectives, and activities build on each other. And as we work together, session after session, you'll notice a change in the way you feel about yourself. You'll feel stronger. You'll accept yourself more easily and feel that inner peace that is so, so nice. Now, I'll quickly review some technical information and also tell you where you can hear answers to frequently asked questions. Freedom Within will begin on Tuesday, November 19th. Ezra Session. Classes will take place at 10:30 a.m. every Tuesday. Classes will be live and we'll have a Q&A at the end of each session, so you'll be able to ask your questions then. If you're not available on Tuesday mornings, don't worry. The classes will be recorded and you can listen to them at your convenience. In the past, many participants joined the program and gained tremendously even when not participating live. And you'll also be able to send your questions in by email or voicemail. So, you know, no matter if you're available on Tuesday or not, you can ask your questions. I'm here to give all of you as much personal support as possible, so I do encourage you to ask your questions. Please note that our early bird special expires on November 10th. If you sign up by November 10th, you'll receive a $30 discount as well as free access to a bonus Q&A session. If you're a past participant of one of my programs or a private client, you're eligible for an additional discount. Please reach out to Neshi for details. You can leave her a message on option 5. So how can you sign up? Either on my website, that's the fastest way. So that's www.yitikline.com/freedomwithin. You can also sign up by leaving a voicemail with your information on option 4 on this number. If you have any questions or need assistance, reach out to Neshi by leaving her a message on option 5 and she'll get back to you. She's amazing. She'll answer any questions you might have and she'll help you with whatever you need from the technical end. There's also an option to hear answers to frequently asked questions on this line. You can listen to that on option 2. So again, for frequently asked questions, press 2. For technical details of the program, press 3. To sign up, press 4. To leave a message for Neshi, press 5. Or you can sign up on my website, ayitikline.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to having you on the program. Goodbye.